Welcome to the REI Diamonds Show with Dan Breslin, your source for real estate investment jewels of wisdom.
All right, welcome to the REI Diamond Show. I'm your host, Dan Breslin, and this is episode 167 on driving huge no-cost traffic from Google to your website with Chris Reed. If you're into real estate investing and building wealth, congratulations, you are in the right place. My role here on the REI Diamonds Show is to invite guests who specialize in building wealth, such as real estate investors and other industry service providers, and draw out the jewels of wisdom, those tactics, mindsets, and methods used to create millions of dollars or more in the business of real estate. On this episode, Chris Reed is joining us to discuss search engine optimization, or SEO. You've probably heard of it. Ranking your website on the first page of Google has long been the dream of many business owners. Imagine a free flow of leads coming from Google and converting those leads into deals. That's what Chris and I discuss here today. Chris is the founder of Ardor SEO and has a background in finance and software engineering. So let's get to it, shall we? All right. Welcome to the REI Diamond Show, Chris. How you doing today?
Oh, man, I come to you from Saigon in Vietnam, where it's always hot and sweaty, so doing pretty okay.
All right, yeah, this is, like we were saying before we started here, record breaker for the REI Diamond Show, I believe, of the actual distance. I think we're directly through the center of the earth, probably, from Chicago at, like, its longest point. So congratulations for breaking the record, Chris.
Well, thank you, sir. I'm also coming to you from the future. You know, it's my Friday morning here.
Nice, nice. So I'm just going to kind of reiterate, setting the stage here for the listeners, that this episode is more of a service provider. So I run my business, Diamond Equity Investments. I have a plethora of websites, like an entire portfolio of websites that we run behind the scenes. I study marketing, business biographies, you know, tons of nuance from old great copywriters that were written back in the 20s and the 30s all the way up to the things of the current moment, which include, you know, SEO and internet marketing and digital, the wave of the future. And so that's going to be what we end up diving into here with Chris. But before we get into the SEO stuff, Chris, to give listeners a little bit of a background about today's show, normally we talk about kind of real estate investment techniques and bring real estate investors onto the show. But a lot of the listeners know that I've built Diamond Equity Investments, my company, by studying a variety of other topics from old ancient copywriting techniques from books written in the 1920s and 30s to studying and building out the digital network platform, if you will, that is my portfolio of websites in the background. To things of SEO and search engine marketing that we're going to get into touching on today. So we kind of have a service angle, which is relevant for people who are in the real estate business. But we also have a lot of people on the show who are in other businesses, Chris, who kind of like invest passively. So there's a great chance that people will get value, from this episode in surprising ways. So before we get into SEO, Chris, can you give a little bit of a reader's digest of who Chris Reed is and sort of your background and what your business evolution looks like to the current day?
Sure. So, yeah, the truth is that most businesses fail, which kind of sucks. But they usually don't fail because, you know, the entrepreneur's not working hard enough or that they got crappy products and services. They fail because they can't get enough customers. And that's exactly what we help with. How I got into this? Well, I'm a software engineer from Brisbane, Australia. And the two places you can make money as a software engineer are either Silicon Valley or working in finance. I took the finance route, moved to London, had a great time working for years with big banks. I mean, it's kind of soul-destroying work, making billionaires more money, but, yeah, they pay you pretty well, so you live to learn with it. Then came around 2008, the global financial crisis, and my job disappeared, like pretty much everyone in finance, which was a bit sucky, but you know, I thankfully had saved up a bunch of pennies and traveled the world for the next couple of years trying to work out what the hell I'm going to do with my life. And being a computer geek, I built an online game. I didn't build it because I wanted to get into business. I had no idea about business. I was just a geek, you know, learning some new type of programming. And as the game came to fruition, I was like, well, how the hell do you get people to play it? And how do you get people to your website? And so that's when I started learning about SEO. And I uncovered the secret of Google, which is backlinks. I built a bunch of backlinks to my website. It shot up in the rankings. We got loads of traffic. I went, holy cow, this is awesome. Yeah, I'm really sitting on a gold mine here. I quickly ditched the game, built some software and some websites to, you know, take orders for backlinks, and been doing it ever since.
Okay, so for people who are a little bit maybe not up to speed with the lingo to websites and stuff, let's just start off with like a basic definition, if you will, of maybe like SEO versus SEM. And maybe in there, Chris, include what backlinks are for people listening.
Yeah, sure. So any older listeners might remember the 90s. There was a whole host of different search engines, you know, Excite, AltaVista, Yahoo, and they were all really crappy because they were based around text. So if you wrote like, you know, real estate investing 1,000 times on your website, you'd come up number one for real estate investing, which is a crappy way to organize a search engine. Larry Page, the co-founder of Google, he was at university at the time, and he thought, well, you know, if someone does like a thesis for their PhD and everyone else references their thesis, then that thesis must be really strong and really accurate. And, you know, he figured, well, that must be the same with websites. If you've got a website and everyone's linking to your website must be really accurate and you must be an authority and you should rank well. And so that's exactly what a backlink is, a link that's coming back to your website, that's coming from other websites. And that's the secret of how Google works. Basically, the stronger and the more authoritative a link coming to you, to your website, the more valuable that link is and the more niche relevant it is. So like if other real estate investors and realtors are linking to you or local service providers, that helps for local keywords. Like backlinks are so important in ranking a website. Like you just can't rank without it. In fact, there's a really fabulous SEO tool called Ahrefs. And every SEO under the sun uses it. And they did a fabulous case study recently where they analyzed 2 billion pieces of content. And they found that 90.63%, so almost 91% of content gets no traffic from Google. Like that's a huge amount, right? So like there's 9% of content gets any traffic. Even breaking that down further, only 0.21% gets more than 1,000 visitors a month. So that's like almost none of the content gets anything. And they've got this huge long article, which is really fascinating if you're a geek. But to surmise it for you is the number one reason is the page doesn't have any backlinks. If you do not have backlinks to your website, you cannot rank in Google. So that's the secret. Job done.
Nice. Yeah. So that's it. End of the episode. Thanks for coming on, Chris. So SEO, I personally got into the business of real estate in 2006, and there was no easy plug and play websites. I don't even know if website was available, but I built my website kind of by hand, if you will. I don't remember the type of language, computer programming language that it was, but it was like a basic Yahoo site builder kind of a thing. And I remember reading the articles early on about SEO then. And Chris, I spent like hours and months of hours trying to rank for certain terms that were in my industry because, you know, for me, it felt like the holy grail. Like, well, these are niche businesses. So like I was buying houses in Philadelphia. Today I'm in Atlanta, I'm in Chicago, and I'm in Philadelphia, kind of the bigger regional business now. But back then it was like trying to rank for these, you know, one word, we buy houses, Philadelphia. And I got there. I ranked for that. But some of it, from my perspective, I didn't really feel like I had the secret sauce. I felt like I managed to spend so much time going after that one term and I got there. But looking back, I'm like, man, I probably would have made it further faster in my business if I had, instead of using my time to like bumble around trying to put together the SEO, had I just like pulled the trigger and focused on, you know, maybe the paid advertising angle versus the SEO, or maybe even finding an SEO provider to kind of handle that for me. Do you have any opinion or push toward one or the other, especially maybe for new business owners that are just getting online? Is it better to kind of take an SEO strategy approach and try to go for that free Google-oriented traffic, or pay for the traffic, or maybe some combination of both if you're just kind of showing up on the web?
So, yeah, like the very first thing you need to do is keyword research to understand what your potential customers are searching for. And what you just mentioned there is a rookie mistake. Like the keyword that you mentioned was we buy houses. Like a searcher is not searching we buy houses. They're searching sell my house fast. Like you need to think about what the person's searching for, not what you do. So like you gotta have that kind of paradigm shift, and that's what your website should all be about. Often people do put all about them on their website, which is not how you sell things and not how you get in front of your visitors. You need to understand what they're searching for. And the truth is most people in real estate do not have a clue about SEO. Some people are kicking ass with it, but most of it is wide open. Like, especially if you want to get properties, like whatever city any of the listeners are in, search sell my house fast in that city. And you'll find that most of the websites are absolute crap. So like beating them is not going to be hard. I've not found one location where it's competitive. You know, so it's like that's a great keyword to get houses. If you're on the other side where you're an investor, where you're looking for investors, like, you know, a syndication company or something, like keywords like how to invest $50,000, like that's such a perfect keyword. You know, many syndicators, like that's the minimum investment, $50,000. And so someone that's searching, you know, how to invest $50,000, you can be pretty sure they got 50 grand in their pocket and they want to do an investment. And those sort of keywords are really easy to rank for. You need to, you know, first understand exactly what your people are searching for. And that's how you structure your website. That's how you write your content. And that's how you make money. But to your question, SEM, which is the paid search versus SEO, SEM certainly works, or Google wouldn't be worth any money. You know, that's where the parent company of Google, Alphabet, that's where they make like 95% of their revenue is from Google search. So it certainly works, or people wouldn't be making money. But it's damn expensive, and if you don't get it right, we had a customer just this week that turned up their impressions. They blew $4,000, didn't make a single conversion from it. And we're like, dude, what did you do? Like, what? That's why you have limits on this stuff. He turned the limits off, blew 4K. Yeah, like it's really easy to burn your money with Google Ads. If you do have it converting well, then it's fine. But one issue with Google Ads is anyone can come along with more money and outrank you. They just pay more money. So you're not safe. If you're reliant completely on it, someone with bigger pockets can come and steal all your traffic overnight. Where advantage of SEO is it's compounding. You know, what you spent last month, you get this month, and you get next month, and you get next year. It keeps building and snowballing. You know, it might take a little bit longer to get going, but you know, compound interest is the most powerful thing in the universe. That's from Einstein. He's a pretty smart guy. And the other thing you're doing is you're building a moat of defense around your business. You know, you're not in business for the next week or the next month or the next year. You're in business forever, right? And so you're building a valuable digital asset. And sure, it takes time to build a ranking website, and you never stop. You're just continually working on it and getting more traffic and higher conversions and make it bigger and bigger. And that builds defense on your business. No one can come overnight and steal all that traffic. And that sort of security, well, you know, it certainly helps me sleep well at night.
So what would be kind of like a strategy or a step if I had like a 1, 2, 3, one being my keyword research? So I have to sit down and do all this research. But then what would be like the next steps, whether someone were doing it on their own or even working with an SEO provider like yourself?
Yeah. So, I mean, there's two books from my favorite business author called Mike Michalowicz that I highly recommend. One is called Profit First, about how to have a profitable business. You know, I read that years ago, and it certainly, you know, changed the paradigm shift to make sure we're always profitable. I mean, what the hell's the point of business otherwise? And the other one is Clockwork, about how to build a business that doesn't revolve around you. I'm not perfect with that. I still am involved, but like I don't have to be. I mean, I can go hiking for 2 weeks and come back, and the business is running quite smoothly, which is what you want to do. And in that book, his whole premise is like, what's the queen bee role of your business? What does your business do? You know, if you do real estate syndication, that's what you should be doing every day, real estate syndication. You know, or if you buy houses, go and buy houses. You shouldn't be learning SEO. It is tough. It is really tough. Like, you know, I see our guys studying constantly and I struggle to keep up with it. You know, like, why would you be doing something that's not your queen bee role? It's like, I have an accountant that runs our books, a first accountant, and, you know, she does a fabulous job. Like, why do it internally when, you know, there's experts out there that just can do it way better? And what they do is get your positive return. Like, SEO is not about, oh, how much should I spend? It's like any investment. Like, you're getting a return on it. So, like, you can keep growing that investment as well. So you need to be growing in a predictable way. So a better way to think about it is, you know, how many leads do you want? How many leads do you want now? And how many leads do you want in 12 months? Because, you know, if you're getting 10 leads a month now, chances are you couldn't handle having 100 tomorrow. You know, you need to ramp up to that. And so you want to grow in a stable and predictable way. Because, you know, once you get 100 leads, you know, a month, well, you need to be able to maintain that, because probably you needed to hire extra staff. And so if it drops to 10 the next day, well, now how are you going to pay for all those staff? You need predictability in your business. And that's exactly what a digital marketing campaign and especially SEO can give you. Like, Facebook ads and Google ads, I mean, they clearly work, or Google and Facebook wouldn't be worth anything. But, you know, like, for the same reasons I mentioned before, that they're not compounding and that someone else can steal your traffic. That's why I certainly believe SEO is a much better revenue stream.
Gotcha. So what would you do then? What would be your step 1, 2, and 3? You would, let's say, onboard me as a client, Chris, and we would have a conversation around the keyword research, and what would come next?
So what we do with our clients when we're onboarding them, the very first thing is understanding who is your perfect customer, so we can understand what they're searching for. So what's your products, what's your services, what makes you the most money, what do you want to be selling more of? Once we understand that, then we do keyword research. What are your potential customers searching for? Both in, you know, your money pages and what's called informational content. Because, like, you know, things like sell my house, you know, sell my house fast is a great money pages. And then you can have informational content of things like, you know, investment calculators, or, like, you know, 5 ways to increase the value of your home. Things like that can bring in a lot of traffic, because people that want to understand, like, well, an investment calculator, they want to do some investment, and people that want to increase the value of their home, you can think that they're probably looking to sell further down the line. So once we know what their keywords are, then we do an audit of your website, see what's wrong with it and why it's not ranking currently. And then we build a strategy, and that strategy is to work out, you know, exactly how we go from where you are to where you want to be. And, you know, really, the loftier your goals, the bigger that strategy. Like, if you're currently getting 10 leads a month and you want 15, well, it's not going to be a very big strategy. If you're getting 10 leads a month and you want 1,000, well, it's going to be a whole lot bigger. So it's building out, like, exactly what that takes. And, you know, digital marketing it's not a gamble, right? It's really like a science. You can see exactly how many people are searching for things. You know what your conversion rate is. So you know exactly what you need to do to rank a website.
About how long does it typically take to start getting results? And about how long does, you know, somebody expect to have to do this? Is it a, hey, it's all built and it's done? Or is it kind of need this maintenance ongoing to stay relevant and rank?
So how long does it take? Well, that really depends on where you are. Like, if you've got no traffic at all, then it can take quite a while. If you've, like, so there's 10 search results on the front page of Google. And they certainly don't get the same amount of traffic. Like, if you're at the bottom of page one, you're getting around 3 to 4% of the clicks. If you're at the top of page one, you're getting 10 times the amount of traffic. You're getting like 30% of the clicks. So it's very different. So if you're at the bottom of page one for a bunch of good keywords, the first thing to do is optimize that page and move it up. You can 10x your traffic just by optimizing that page, so that you can get really rapid results. Optimizing your Google My Business, you know, the Google Maps listing, that's usually really quick. You know, if your website doesn't have any traffic, then it does take a little time to build up that relevancy. As to ongoing, so, like, SEO Well, it doesn't go away. Once you have a ranking website, it doesn't turn off overnight. If you did nothing, then, you know, if competitors come along, they might outrank you eventually, but it's not going to disappear overnight. You know, you can just sit there and do nothing and it'll maintain for years. But like, you should think about it as any investment, though. Like, you want to be growing your business, right? So why wouldn't you want to be growing your website traffic? Like, you know, our ideal customers, we build a strategy for them in year one. And so we go from, you know, 10 to 100. And then, you know, next year, they're now getting 100 leads every month. And you've got a whole bunch more revenue and you want to keep on growing. And so we keep growing in that sort of predictable way. Like, why the heck would you want to turn off your business growth?
What type of an effective budget would be necessary for that, like, example where it took 12 months to get started from, you know, nearly a standing still position to, say, 100 leads? I mean, are we talking $1,000 a month, $20,000 a
month?
Well,
it really depends on the industry, on the market, and how valuable those leads are, because generally the more valuable they are, then the more competitive they are. So there's no, you know, I don't like to shoot from the hip and say that this is what it'll take. Like, cause you really need to look at each market and each keyword. Like, a good indicator. So how Google Ads works, right, is Google Ads are an auction. Basically, whoever pays the most money gets to the top. And so Google has to tell you what the average bid is so that you can bid on stuff. And so if you look at what the average bids are in your area, then that'll give you an idea. You know, sometimes cost per click are like 20 cents. You know, generally real estate keywords are a lot more than that, like $2 to $4 sort of thing. But they can get really high, like $20, $30 for every single click. Heck, lawyer keywords are out of this world, like truck accident attorney Chicago. I think that's like $300, $400 per click. It's mental. So like... So it really depends, right? If something's going to be $400 a click versus $2 a click, then, you know, the SEO is going to generally be a different expense as well.
And what is it that makes it a different expense? Is it more backlinks needed, more content, just more time in general? Like, why the differing implementation there? Are you confident that you could get the traffic for that $400 click, or has it become more of a crapshoot as those bids and those rankings become more valuable on a per lead basis?
Yeah, well, the more it's not a crapshoot for sure. It's just the more competitive a keyword, generally the higher the search volume and the higher the cost per click, the more competitive it is and the harder it is. But that's often not where we start. Like, we always look for like what's some easy wins. Because, you know, we want long-term customers too. And we get that by making sure that your website's paying for everything as quickly as possible. You know, as soon as we get your website over, like, the investment with us, then we secure ourselves a long-term customer. And that's exactly what we're looking for. So, like, we'll always look for some easy wins. And there's usually some easy wins. And then you have, like, the long-term goals of, like, the high-traffic keywords. So, yeah, you want to kind of have a mix of the two.
Yeah, I like that. That sounds like a decent philosophy for somebody to engage with my business. Make sure that my website is actually paying for the service and it becomes a profit center, then that's it. You're locked in long term. I mean, there's no going anywhere at that point.
Exactly. And that's what you've got to think about your website is. You know, it generates you revenue. It generates you customers. Like, how awesome is that? Like, why wouldn't you want to invest in that? And how secure is that? Like, it was actually Larry Page again from Google that coined the phrase that revenue cures all problems. And it really does. You can screw up everything in business. If you got more customers coming in than going out, you're going to survive. And having that security of knowing how many customers are coming through your website, man, it like takes the pressure off big time.
Yeah, you're right about that. So how do I identify the legitimate SEO companies versus kind of the spammers? Because it's such a low barrier to entry kind of for these overseas providers in a variety of countries that are emailing me constantly because I have a website up offering this type of service. How do you select and know that you're going to a quality provider? Like, what would I ask you if I were going to interview you to provide the service for me that I would know that you're your shit?
So- So number one, anyone that's spamming you, I wouldn't trust those guys. that's a pretty big warning sign right there. The other thing I'd look for is that anyone that tries to pigeonhole your business into a, like a small, medium, large, like you see that a lot of like, oh, we got, you know, SEO packages, it's small, medium, and large. What do you want? And it's like, that's a total BS way of looking at it. You know, it's about building a strategy that's right for your business. How many customers do you want in a year from now? And work backwards from that. You know, like that's what you need to do. Like it is a science, right? You can go, okay, you want 100 customers. This is your conversion rate. This is how much traffic you need. So these are the keywords you want to target. This is the things that you need to do to rank for them. And this is how you create your customers. So one thing that we really focus on once we build in the strategy is not on search engine rankings or traffic, because at the end of the day, who cares? It's how many customers that pop out the other end that matter. And that's really what you need to focus on. So like a great website, like it shouldn't say we buy houses, right? It's like sell your house fast. You need to address the problem that that person's searching for. So they're searching, I want to sell my house fast. Boom. Your website needs to smack them in the face and say, that's exactly what we do. Sell your house fast here. Once they land on your page and see that you're the solution to their problem, next you need to show that you're able to do that. You know, here I'm an expert. I know what I'm doing. Here's some, you know, examples of how I've helped people sell their house fast. And then the next thing is you need to make it easy for them to do business with you. Have a strong call to action. And that call to action, you know, probably shouldn't be like buy something now or book a call, because it's a little bit quick. They don't know you yet. They've come to your website and they're like, wow, this guy seems to know what he's talking about. But that's still a lot to ask someone to book a call. Usually if you can get what's called a lead magnet, so you can give them a guide, like especially the more niche relevant it is, the better. So like if you like sell my house fast in Chicago, here's the, you know, five biggest mistakes people on the south side of Chicago make when selling houses, you know, or something that's really relevant to them. The more you can niche down, the better. They download your guide. You now have their email address and name, and they get that information. They go, wow, this guy really knows what he's talking about. Dan's awesome. And then you can start indoctrinating them. You know, you can go, oh, here, listen to this podcast I was on. You know, show that you're an expert. Send them some more information. Go, you know, here's some other mistakes people make. And now they're like, wow, this Dan guy knows everything. And then you can go, hey, you want to book a call and I'll show you exactly how you can be awesome like our other customers here? And, you know, it's a no-brainer, and they jump in. In fact, one of our new customers from yesterday, like email marketing works so well. She, you know, got our latest newsletter. We don't call it a newsletter because it's like, who wants more news and or care about what we're doing? But, you know, we were showing an example of, you know, digital marketing, and she went, wow, that's awesome. She came to our website and saw she's a B2B customer, sells dog products. And one of her resellers is our customer, and she noticed that on her website. And she's like, wow, they sell way more of my products than I do. So I should be working with you guys. So like, it really works. In fact, email marketing. So one of our customers who's a big time painter, he's got franchises in like 7 or 8 states in the US. Like he knows like every painter in the US. He was telling me that most painters are doing about 200K a year and really struggling. The painters that are smart enough to have email marketing set up are usually doing about 2 million. Like 2 million.
Wow.
You 10X your business by having email marketing set up. It's that freaking simple. Like, you know, if you don't have an email marketing funnel, you're missing out on so much money. Because, like, the ranking a website's only one step. You get someone to your website, they're not likely to buy from you right now. You know, it's a, like, people buy from Amazon because they know and trust Amazon. You know, like even if you're just searching something and Amazon comes up in the search results, people click on it and they buy from it straight away. They don't know you. They don't trust you as much as they trust Amazon. So you need to like give them something that's really low risk for them, like downloading a guide, you know, and then they build that trust, get them on your email marketing funnel. And yeah, that's a really predictable way to grow your business.
Yeah, a lot of good stuff right there. We could go on. We could go on that topic there, trust-based marketing and slow cooking the leads. We could talk about that for hours and hours, I'm sure.
What else did I not have the insight to ask that's important for somebody considering an SEO strategy for their own business and website?
I mean, what I say to my customers and like is that you'll be kicking yourself that you didn't do this earlier. Like having a website that brings you predictable revenue. Like most businesses know they need a website, but they're not really sure why. You know, a website is like a business card. If it's sitting in your desk drawer and you're not handing out, it doesn't do anything. Same with your website. If people can't find it, it's useless. Why bother even making one? Like you don't need one. If no one's finding it, who cares? Like so many people just have, you know, even in the title tags and descriptions, it's all about them. It's all about their brand name. And it's like, if people are searching your brand name, they already know you. They're going to find you. You need to tell people what problem it is that you solve, because that's what people are searching for. And if you solve people's problems, they're ready to give you money. And that sort of predictability in your business, like, yeah, that's exactly why businesses fail. And that's exactly why it's stressful. If you have predictability, it takes all the stress out of it and you can just go and enjoy your life.
Yeah, you're right about that. So we had already mentioned the two books, Profit First and Clockwork, but what other two books would you either recommend most often or maybe you felt like were impactful for you in business or life?
Yeah, so there's a fabulous book by Ryan Holiday, which is sitting on my desk right now, called The Daily Stoic. I read that every day. It's 366 daily meditations on stoicism, which, you know, teaches you how to have a good life, which I really like. But on business, one of the best books I read is by Perry Marshall, called 80-20 Sales and Marketing. You know, it's the 80-20 philosophy where, like, you know, 20% of the people own 80% of the wealth, and even 20% of those 20% own 80% of the wealth. And that's pretty much with everything. Like, you know, 20% of your marketing generates 80% of your revenue. So you need to work out what that 20% is and keep diving down in that. And one chapter of his book is about guarantees. Like he said, you know, like in every situation, there's risk for someone. It's either the buyer or the seller. And if you take that risk away by offering a guarantee, like you show so much more confidence in your products and services. Man, like that was so game changing. As soon as we started offering guarantees, it's like, you know, our services just fly off the shelf because people see it and go like, you guarantee this work? You guarantee that I'm going to grow my business? Fantastic. Here's my money. You know, and it, like, I'd highly recommend that book and I highly recommend offering guarantees.
So what is the guarantee on SEO? That's the first I've ever heard the G word with SEO in my life.
Yeah. So like, that's what we do, is build a strategy for you. And it's based around what you want. So the bigger your goals, the bigger the strategy is going to be, right? Like, so if you want 5 customers a month or 500 customers a month, you know, it's going to be a different strategy. But we guarantee that we'll get you to where you need to be.
Impressive. So a little bit of a tangent here for a moment. Are there any hobbies or interests outside of SEO, computer program, et cetera, that might surprise our listeners today?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm an avid yogi. I practice yoga every day and try to find some time to sit still and do some meditation. But, you know, walking with my dogs, being an isolated geek is where I like to be. You know, I tend to speak with people all day long on the phone like this. And so when I'm not working, I like to talk to no one and be by myself.
I have meditated on and off for a few years, but I got consistent with it maybe a year ago. And I'll tell you, Chris, it's been a remarkable year with like somewhere between 5 and 20 minute blocks in the morning and in the evening. I don't hit the 20 minutes each time, but I am just amazed at the difference in my life, my well-being, my output, my performance, even in the gym where I, you know, when I'm working out, I'm shocked at how much of an impact meditation has made for me. So it's I'm sure you'd
actually
agree.
Ryan Holiday's latest book is called Stillness is Key. And it's, you know, it's another Stoic book, but it's all about just like keeping a quiet mind, taking a step back from like the noisy world and having a good life. Like he uses the example of the Cuban Missile Crisis when, you know, JFK, like all the military men were like, we need to nuke the Soviet Union. And he like took a step back and he's like, maybe we should just chill a bit, guys. Like let's think this through, you know, and it's like, thank God he did.
Yeah,
so, yeah, like, I'm taking a step back and some quiet time.
Yeah, I can't wait to order both of these Ryan Holiday books. I have not read much Stoic philosophy, but I hear like Tim Ferriss talking about it and other business people, and I consider myself Stoic in some of my behaviors and attitudes, but I guess I got to sit down and read a couple of the books. So thank you for those recommendations, Chris.
Everything Ryan writes is amazing. He's such a good author, and yeah, it's a guide to a good life.
Nice, nice. So if you could go back, let's just pick 2008 as the time in the past. And knowing what you know now, if you could share the crown jewel of wisdom with yourself back in 2008, what would that be, Chris?
Yeah, have a plan and have a strategy. Like, I didn't know what I was doing. Like, I fell into business and then, you know, fell my way for quite a few years. Like, if you don't have goals, it's really hard to hit them. Like, we outline our yearly goals, our quarterly goals, and we know where we're going. And that's just so empowering. Like, today, you know, it's the start of the new quarter. We have our whole company call. We've got a nice office here in Saigon, and we've got a remote team all around the world. And so we'll get the whole team together, and we'll be going over our last quarter, how it went, and what our plans for the next quarter is. And like, showing that clarity to the team, like, show them the vid. You know, we've got a 3-year plan, like, to show them that clarity. Just, it helps you grow so much faster because everyone knows, you know, exactly what we're doing and what we're working towards. And like, had I done that when I started, like, you know, you wouldn't fumble your way through it.
Nice. So how can listeners get more information about you or Ardour SEO?
So Dan, if they go to Google and they type in the coolest guy in SEO, they will see my pretty face everywhere. But also if they go to our website, ardourseo.com, that's ardourseo.com, and go to /REI Diamonds, there'll be a landing page there with my pretty face talking. And if you pop in your details, I'll personally do a video review for you. So I'll make a video and show you exactly what your potential customers are searching for. So the difference between, you know, we buy houses to sell my house fast, or show you what people are searching for investments in your area, and show you some simple things that you can change on your website yourself to get your website in front of where these people are actively looking for exactly what you do and predictively grow your business. So that's ardourseo.com/REI Diamonds.
All right. Well, hey, I appreciate you, Chris, taking out the time, blocking the distractions, and giving us this time here. I got pages of notes, a ton of information, and I'm sure everybody listening does too. So thank you for coming on the show.
It's been a pleasure, Dan.
Thank you for tuning in to this episode of the REI Diamond Show. Remember to review and subscribe on iTunes or your favorite podcasting app. Just search REI Diamonds and click subscribe. You can sign up to receive new episode notification emails at reidiamonds.com, as well as check out the 165 episode archive of wealth building, real estate investment, jewels of wisdom. I've made millions of dollars using the wisdom shared on the show over the past few years and hope that you will too. That website again is reidiamonds.com. So my main business is buying and selling houses. 223 houses bought and sold in 2019, and 196 houses bought and sold so far in 2020. And we currently have another 140 houses in inventory, either under construction, for sale, or sold, and awaiting closing. So here are three ways you and I can do business. Number one, if you buy houses in Atlanta, Chicago, or the Philadelphia region, go to dealswithroi.com and sign up for the correct buyers list. There are 5 lists in total separated by region. Number two, if you're an accredited investor and you'd like to fund a deal or fund many deals, go to fundrehabdeals.com and sign up to receive private mortgage investment opportunity emails. And number three, if you have a deal for sale in either the Atlanta, Chicago, or Philadelphia region, please send me an email with the details. And I currently have a fourth way we could do business. I am
looking for positions in each Atlanta, Chicago, and Philadelphia. So if you might consider working with our team, and we might consider you working with our team, go check out the careers link at dealswithroi.com for details on the position and how to express interest. Well, that brings us to the end of this episode. Next up, we have Jack Bosch discussing how he's capitalizing on the current rush on undeveloped land. I'm not sure if you're aware of the gold rush currently underway in the U.S. Post-COVID in flipping undeveloped lots, but either way, I'm sure you'll want to catch that episode. Until then, my friend, keep closing deals.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the REI Diamonds Show with Dan Breslin. To receive email notifications of new weekly episodes, sign up at www.reidiamonds.com.